Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are highly organized, you may be able to eventually execute every task on your to-do list. But if you're collaborating with team members, your tip-top organizational skills cease to matter if you're not all on the same page. That's why the greatest productivity gains come from learning to manage our collective time, how we work together to get the job done. Here's how to build realistic to-do lists for accomplishing collective goals and enjoying, not dreading, teamwork. First, build one singular project to-do list. Cross-functional teams have many benefits. They're self-managing, they can focus on a single project, and team members are able to learn from each other. On a cross-functional team, everyone brings a special skill set to the table and oftentimes a different way of viewing the same issue. When you have cross-functional teams, workers can apply various mental models. The outcome is better, more innovative ideas. That said, it's nearly impossible to perfectly evenly distribute the workload on every project. That's why it can be incredibly useful to create a singular to-do list at the beginning of each project. As team members finish one task for the project, they can pull another item from the team to-dos. This helps to prevent any individual team member from getting in the weeds with multiple outstanding tasks and becoming a bottleneck. Teams can redistribute their workloads as the project progresses. They can pivot and troubleshoot as needed. Collective to-do lists allow teams to regularly reevaluate and align their goals. Everyone knows where everyone stands and whether they're still on track to the ultimate goal. Next, frame steps as if-then contingencies. Oftentimes, to-do lists will have items such as creating a newsletter or writing a project proposal. These tasks may seem straightforward, but actually require various steps and multiple stakeholders. So map out all steps in a workflow. This can help you understand all of the work that goes into a single task and can empower you to set more realistic deadlines. When you map out all steps in a workflow, it also becomes clear how many steps are actually contingencies. If you need to create the newsletter, for example, you'll need the template from the designer. In this case, the contingency is, if the designer sends me the template, then I'll begin building the newsletter. Research has found that framing steps as if-then actually helps us to get them done. As Harvard Business Review explains, more than 200 studies suggest that if-then planners are about 300% more likely than others to reach their goals. When it comes to team performance, if-then planning sharpens group focus and prompts team members to carry out key activities in a timely manner. So when mapping out your workflows and creating your singular project to-do list, be sure to include the contingencies, what needs to happen at each pass to push the task forward. And finally, focus on one thing. We live in a world of distractions. Even if you manage to silence your notifications and close your Twitter browser, there are probably a dozen tasks you could be working on at any one moment. Developed by Peter Bregman, CEO of executive coaching company Bregman Partners, the One Thing Method is a great strategy for keeping distractions at bay. When using the One Thing Method, you create your master to-do list with every possible item on it. Then you take a moment to decide which is your priority right now. You write this priority on a post-it note or a piece of paper and put it in a place that is visible while you work. Then you keep working on that task until you're finished. To apply this thinking on a group level, Maybe teams can regularly take on projects that require a year, sometimes 2 years, to come to fruition. It's good practice to continually identify the team project priorities, the one thing you need to collectively accomplish, so we don't get overwhelmed by the sheer size of the project. To-do lists can get a bad rap sometimes. That said, given the collaborative nature of work, the above strategies can make your to-do lists more effective and they can make teamwork less stressful. The key to creating a realistic to-do list is to embrace flexibility and transparency, to continually assess your priorities, and to refine and iterate the process as you go.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.